Yeah. Okay, item number one, a presentation.
From the state of Wisconsin, providing a presentation on the Zoo Interchange Reconstruction Project.
Thank you, and we have...
That's item three.
Okay, that's item three. Mr. Dranser, will you introduce our guest, please?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. Today we have three people here from State of Wisconsin DOT to give a presentation of the Zoo Interchange Reconstruction Project. Mr. Gutierrez, Mr. Luck, and Ms. Peterson are here today to provide the information for you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You have 10 minutes. Let's lock and load.
All right. Let's go. Thank you. Very quickly, my name is Bob.
There we go. Very quickly, my name is Roberto Bob Gutierrez, Wisconsin Department of Transportation. I'm the Southeast Freeways Design Chief for the department.
Good morning. I'm Ryan Luck from the DOT. I'm the Southeast Freeways Construction Chief.
And I'm Claudia Peterson. I am the Southeast Region Technical Services Chief.
So again, very quickly, we wanted to appreciate your time and to give you an update on the Zoo Interchange Reconstruction Project. We are we're just at a crossroads here. If there was a beginning of construction that just happened, let me talk a little bit about what the Zoo Interchange is all about. It's a $1.7 billion reconstruction of the Zoo Interchange, one of the largest infrastructure projects the state has undertaken. It's 9 miles of freeway, 6 service interchanges, North Avenue, Watertown Plank, Blue Mound Road, 84th Street, Highway 100 and Greenfield Avenue. It also includes the major arterials of Wisconsin, Highway 100, Watertown Plank, and Glenview Avenue. What we're here to talk about is how we get from here, the existing interchange, to here, the proposed Zoo Interchange, 4-level interchange, with all the design updates, as you see on Marquette and the Mitchell interchanges. Everything to the right. So that's why you see the sweeping flyover curves, just a real safe design, and that's one of our premises to improve upon. Construction staging through 2018. So what we're doing is through 13 and 14, we're going to build our key arterials, what we call the box. And the box consists of Highway 100 to the west, Glenview Avenue to the east, Greenfield Avenue to the south, and then Watertown Plank to the north. That'll provide the diversional arterials for the diversion of traffic when we get into the core interchange itself. The Secretary of Transportation's budget provided for $350 million for the next biennium. What that would do to the Zoo Interchange, it would delay Watertown Plank at this point in time 1 year. Could delay the core construction by a year. We got several proposals that we're looking at, and these are them. It could delay the completion of the core by 2 years also, or the delay of the completion of north of Swan Boulevard for 3 years. So that's that north leg up there. Why we wanted to come and talk to you, almost 50% of our real estate acquisition on the Zoo Interchange impacts Milwaukee County and Milwaukee County departments. So we're going to just run through various departments and some of the impacts, and if you have any questions for Claudia, please feel free to ask them. Transportation and Public Works, with the new Swan Boulevard realignment, we are going through the Department of Public Works, and that will require a relocation of the salt dome and temporary storage of the salt storage. Reconfiguration of the entire site there for the Department of Public Works. And we also have coordination with Wisconsin Lutheran College. So that's what Swan Boulevard does. We've also been working very closely with Chuck Wickenhauser at Milwaukee County Zoo. The reduced impact alternative that that we are building does not require any acquisition of the maintenance buildings or the Zufari. But it does impact quite a few parking areas. So we will, through our real estate process, be working with Milwaukee County at acquiring that. We also have the extension of the tunnel underneath I-94 to the zoo maintenance facilities. And the last thing, we are coordinating to avoid event impacts for construction. So very important to the zoo and the economy there. Milwaukee, let's talk a little bit about Milwaukee County Research Park and the economic development there. So we are going to eliminate the park and ride lots at Watertown Plank. We're going to do a we are rebuilding that to the west of the Department of Public Works on the north side of the road. We're also going to do improvements at Innovation Drive and Watertown Plank Road intersections and court access. For the Parks Department, we impact Underwood Creek Parkway and Honey Creek Parkway. We have purchased and are relocating the greenhouses as it is right now. Mm-hmm. And then there's roundabout access to the Underwood Parkway that we're looking at. Milwaukee County impacts to the Sheriff's Department, access at Watertown Plank Road facility. We are accommodating that. And, of course, as part of the Department of Public Works rebuilding, we'll be relocating that building. Behavioral health. There's no acquisition of the buildings, but there are strip takings along Watertown Plank, so that does affect them. And some temporary access in the back during the Watertown Plank Road reconstruction. We have been talking with Milwaukee County Transit System on temporary park and ride lots for Watertown Plank Road, and we're working those out right now. And then, of course, the permanent relocation of the park and ride lot. Changes to routes at the Children's Court Center there and Behavioral Health. Children's Court Services, Watertown Plank Road, strip acquisitions. We've talked with the judges over there, and so there's bus stop considerations at the Juvenile Justice Facility, and then we are talking about new court access off of Innovation Drive, so a little bit safer for people to get to Children's Court. Just a couple of Lucky Strike extras. We have been, you know, coordinating with University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and their Discovery Parkway. Discovery Parkway is an important element to the detour route for Watertown Plank, as Watertown Plank will be closed during construction. So we'll be using Discovery Parkway up to Swan Boulevard and then back down our new Swan Boulevard to Highway 100, and that'll be your detour route. Milwaukee Regional Medical Center, working with the new director, Gene Gilchrist, over there at the Regional Center, extensive coordination with the working groups there, emergency management preparation, and, of course, employee and visitor information. They got over a million visits a year, over 17,000 employees in and around this regional area. We got to get them in and out during construction, and Ryan will be doing that. Extensive public information tools. We do have a website, and we are working on a mobile website for some social media. We do hard printing of briefs. We sent out 17,000 last year, and we're going to send a spring brief out to everybody. Of course, another 17,000 email blast. Ryan, anything else on the PI elements?
No, other than just for the project and general construction impacts, this project is on the size and scale that rivals and exceeds, I think, what you've seen on the Marquette Interchange and also the Mitchell Interchange. So the department will be leveraging all our tools on the PI front, the technology front, with the VMS and DMS overhead boards, using all our expertise and coordination with the sheriff and municipal law enforcement to make this a seamless project, a safe project, and one that the public can get in and about, tourism, business continuing to thrive and exist while we manage the construction. So that's what we're committed to, and we hope to have a very successful project.
Nothing to add to
Okay, one question that I have. Where did Discovery Parkway?
So Discovery Parkway is west, excuse me, east of the existing Watertown Plank in the northeast quadrant. So that's the UWM access point for all their.
Okay. It's Supervisor Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, and that's a good segue. You guys haven't started any work yet, right? You, as far as taking down trees and doing different things, I will tell you that I was by the Parks Administration building yesterday, and whoever took down all of those trees, it's deplorable. It looks like a strip mine, for goodness sakes. I question why all those trees need to be taken down. Now, was that you all? Was that the State Department of Transportation?
Is that by the
where?
Yeah, exactly where.
Well, that's Discovery Parkway.
That would be that would be the City of Wauwatosa and UWM. So the Discovery Parkway is being built by the City of Wauwatosa, and so that's those folks.
Well, you're lucky because then you won't incur my wrath.
Are you done, Supervisor?
No, I'm not.
Well, okay, let's go.
I just think it's deplorable, and I would ask all of us to, or all of you, to drive through there and see how terrible it looks. What about over by the research park on Highway 100? I was by there yesterday also, and there seems to be a lot of large pipes or whatever right on the property. Is that all your stuff too there? What's going on?
So we've led a project on Highway 100. It's about a $35 million project. Super Western is the prime contractor. In preparation for that reconstruction, and Ryan's going to start that up this month. In fact, next week probably, or in March. That's utility coordination, and those are the utilities that have to be moved prior to the reconstruction of Highway 100.
Yeah, I can add a little bit. It's a huge undertaking. What I think you're looking at is, was it a turquoise-colored metal pipe? It's a 24-inch gas line that's being reinstalled by We Energies. It's difficult work. They're going under Highway 100. We Energies is getting that in before we put the new concrete pavement on top, so they're not, you know, cutting into a new infrastructure. So that gas line goes along Highway 100 to the east of it, to the west of it. It gets bored underneath it. It's going to be crossing Blue Mountain Road just to the west. It's difficult work, and we've been working with them. They've been taking out permits to try to get the work done. We have actually been commenting extensively on their permit request to make the traffic control impacts reasonable and consistent with what our customers have seen in the area. So it's challenging work, though, and there's also telephone work and telephone relocations as well that are coming soon.
Well, it goes without saying. I feel bad for those merchants, especially west on Highway 100. Just all of that commotion and all of that rigmarole would force people like myself just to stay away. And, you know, their people's livelihoods are at stake, and so I would hope that you all are doing whatever you can to mitigate that. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, of course. Who are watching?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the beginning of your presentation, you mentioned a couple delays potentially due to budget concerns. Could you just elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, originally the schedule had about a $500 million request to stay on schedule. The Secretary's budget had $350 million. So it left us a shortfall of $150 million, which causes the completion delay. It won't cause any startup delay, but it will cause a longer period of time that the zoo interchange would be under reconstruction at this point in time. Now, I don't, you know, it's up to the governor and the legislators to, we'll see what happens with the ultimate budget then.
I think, do you have any cost estimates for an economic impact that if, as Supervisor Borkowski pointed out, on the local economy, if this construction project goes a year longer or 2 or 3 years longer, what the potential economic impact might be to Milwaukee County?
Yeah, we usually talk in user cost delay, and as people, you know, use roadways and everything else. It is significant, but it's more of the impact on the user and their time.
Well, I understand the time delays of, okay, right. You add 10,
there
15,
is
20 minutes to somebody's commute, but the fact is, as you pointed out, a lot of these facilities are Milwaukee County facilities, and that if our zoo experiences a decrease in attendance because of all the construction, and that impacts us financially, plus all of the businesses, those over at Mayfair Mall, that would experience a significant drop in commerce there because of this. I was just wondering if you had any general cost estimates of what a year's delay would cost the economy.
Not for the businesses directly. For inflation on the project and then user cost delay, we've got, you know, some numbers, you know, for the project cost itself, it could be up to $40 million. But that's not what you are getting at. You're asking for the business cost delays, and I don't have that, and we don't really track that. What we do is work closely with the Chuck Wickenhausers of the world to make sure that their events stay on track and people can get to their events and to get the Milwaukee County Zoo, and we've been working on a monthly basis with Brian and his folks for at least 2 years here on minimizing those impacts.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Jersey.
The delay in the zoo interchange, is that in any way going to affect the delay for, or will it cause a delay to redeck the home?
Yeah, I can speak to that. There's also, along with the $350 million request, I believe there was a $236 million request for funding of the Hone Bridge project. So that is also on the docket for, I guess, discussion for inclusion in the budget. But that one, I know the department has said that that's a high priority to keep that on schedule.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, the legislators could, in fact, impact that project.
Yeah, it is. The funding has not been approved, and it needs to be approved in the budget. But the request did go in to fully fund that project.
Thank you. Senator House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reconstruction of I-43 at the Layton Interchange has actually resulted in the city of Milwaukee getting back about 20 acres of land. And I don't imagine this is going to yield quite the same return of land from the on-ramps. That interchange is the old Cloverleaf.
Correct.
And it's now much more streamlined. But can you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot to say, what are you giving us? But actually, I was curious if you could tell me, what is the land use of this new design compared to the present and former design?
Yeah. So it's called the reduced impact alternative, and the reason for that is that we really did skinny up the impacts. So we won't have, we'll have one small excess parcel up at Wisconsin Avenue and Blue Mound Road. Very small. It's where the loop, it's where you get off to go to the Milwaukee County Zoo right now. You kind of go do the loop ramp area there. That may be some land that would be available, but that's it. And the reason for that is because we worked diligently to reduce the impacts. Originally, we had a $2.3 billion project. We reduced those impacts and those dollars down to $1.7 billion. So not as we don't have that those excess lands as you see on the north-south program.
So not the same land reclamation then, but will there be, will these, the new layout use less space, or will it be a more efficient use of that space?
It uses almost every ounce of real estate that we have today, and then a little bit more.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much. I think y'all for the next item also?
Yeah, we can just leave that slide up.
What,
sorry.